Okay. Hi, I'm Louise, and I'm a grateful recovering addict of marijuana, and I was asked to speak today and share a little bit of my story. So basically, I started smoking marijuana after I graduated from college, and it was just a never now and then kind of a situation for me. I didn't really start smoking. I didn't smoke every day, all day. I just didn't do that. I just smoked when it was time to have fun. And then I, when I got married, my former husband and I smoked marijuana together. And I liked the way that I felt afterwards, which is pretty happy and carefree and, you know, everything like that. But however, as we continued smoking marijuana, I started to feel pretty paranoid, and my depression deepened. I had always had depression, even as a child, because I had a pretty traumatic childhood. I kind of survived the abuse I received with a lot of shame and humiliation. I learned to hide and withdraw. And I rarely spoke above a whisper in school. And I thought maybe if I didn't say anything and get noticed, no one would get angry with me. And I learned not to express my anger because my mother was very angry and I was really kind of terrified of her. And anyway, that was what it was like for me when I was a child. But anyway, my marriage became very unhappy. And I again felt neglected, unloved, and worthless. And then I survived a difficult and painful divorce. I had three young children to raise by myself. And we had been abandoned by my former husband, who was the father of our children. Then I saw a psychologist when my depression deepened to the point that I was suicidal. He told me that depression could be treated, and I was amazed because I thought I would always feel depressed. He also suggested that I check into the hospital and go through a detox. After detoxing in the hospital, I was I attended an outpatient program, which was 4 nights a week, 3 hours a night. And I was given a dual diagnosis, which meant depression and addiction. And I learned that depression and addiction can intensify the symptoms of each other, and that smoking marijuana actually increased my depression. And I thought that marijuana, getting higher, was just helping me to feel better. But I was just ignoring the causes of my depression. When I was in the hospital, I met my psychiatrist who would help me with my depression and also helped me through the first 16 years of my recovery. He gave me a lot of emotional support, and he was very accepting. And I learned to meet my problems directly rather than trying to escape from them. And I learned that it wasn't always my fault. I discovered that it was okay to express anger and not be afraid of the results. During the outpatient treatment, I found out about Marijuana Anonymous. I started attending meetings immediately, and I met other people who felt the way that I did. They were able to find recovery from marijuana addiction and also had their depression decrease. I felt like I found my family, the people who loved me unconditionally. I found a sponsor and worked the steps. And I built an excellent foundation for my recovery. Marijuana Anonymous has become a part of my life. I attend meetings frequently. I've always had two home meetings, my Wednesday night meeting and my Saturday night meeting. When we had meetings in person, I went every week. And now I attend on Zoom. Also, I've been a sponsor And I try to help my sponsees with their recovery. Also, I worked quite a bit on the Daily Reflections book for MA. That was a real dedication of time. And now these days, I'm really grateful for my recovery. It has completely changed my life. I no longer feel depressed and suicidal. And I have been able to stay clean and sober for 25 years without a relapse. The problems that I have encounter now, I've turned into growth opportunities. I've learned to live life on life's terms. I have hope now, when before everything seemed so hopeless. I have had a spiritual awakening and inner peace, and I know that I'm not alone. I know that miracles are possible and that I can forgive instead of being resentful. And I have replaced fear with faith, and the promises have really come true for me. And I am happy these days, and so many of my dreams have come true. Thank you. That's all.